Tonight's Shir Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Beis through Sif Hey Sif Beis Udevarim Habom LaAcher Suda Kodan Birchas Amazon. Things they would eat, drink at the end of the meal. The meal's over before benching. Shahyaminig b'mechach mehagemara. This was the practice in the times of the Chacham of the Gemara. Shebesof ha'suda, that at the end of the meal, hayamoish k'nidayim in a pas, they would withdraw from eating any more bread. Umesirin oso, they would take it away. Ve'koyven atzmon le'echol peros ve'lishdos kamash mevinos lefneim, and they would bring out some fruits. They would eat fruits, various drinks. Bein dvarm habom achmas ha'suda. And these things might have been things that were appropriate for the meal. Maybe the things that have nothing to do with the meal. They would require a bracha before and after. Imagine eating like the smorgasbord food after the meal is over. The meal is over, and then they bring out signs like Simchas Chazan Kal, they might do that at Chasnas, bring out new stuff. The hamotzi ubirchas hamazon ain't poitun. The hamotzi and the bracha achrona, birchas hamazon, benching, only helps for things that are part of the meal. And these things have nothing to do with the meal. So you got to make a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona, even though you're going to bench still for the suda. The din ze ha'achron ein amotzi b'din. Now this halacha doesn't really apply to us. The visha ein anu regilm limshach yedenim in a pasta, birchas hamazon. We typically do not stop eating our bread until benching. And this has been mentioned before in the Mishnah Berurah, so really we don't have this concept of the things at the end of the meal that are not part of the meal anymore. The notes on the side bring about some chasna halls, because of lack of space, they'll literally clear all the tables for the dancing. You eat the suda, the tables disappear. They take out the tables, the chairs, and then they dance, and then they might bring out some food before benching. So the chayri, you took away the table. So the meal's over. And there are some poskim who say that's taki. You should make a bracha on the food after the table has been removed. But others say, no, there's no shaychus. They take out the tables because there's no place to dance. Not because the meal is over, it's just it's a practical thing. We need to make room for dancing. So that's a contemporary application, the machloikas of poskim, if that applies or not. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yon Aleph. Haboim machmas ha'suda. If you're eating these things after the meal is done, it makes no difference if it's something which would have been part of the meal, whether it be meat or fish or similar, canal, as I said before, or things that have nothing to do with the meal, like fruits and candies, that are only eaten for the enjoyment, as I said before. So these things need a bracha b'shayna and a bracha achrona. Even if you ate things that require an ala michya, lo niftru birchas hamazon, benching won't cover them. The birchas hamazon in a potum ein shalosh, benching doesn't take care of me ein shalosh. We'll learn this later on. Besimen reish ches sif yudzayin ein sham later in seven reish ches. Sifkan yudal toich iker hasuda. The hamotzi and the benching only covers things that are for the iker suda, the main suda. In the past, once they've withdrawn their hands from bread, shuv einit polim a love that's no longer connected. Therefore, needs a new bracha, bein lefnei, bein achrein, whether before or after. Another case they give is what happens when Pesach is Matzei Shabbos. So Shabbos morning, you're going to start the seuda chametz stick, and then mid seuda, you get rid of all the chametz, clean all the bread, and then you'll have your chant or whatever. It's all Pesach stick. So is that considered you've taken away the bread? And now you have to make a bracha and everything else. So the poskim say, no, this is the su'uda, and the fact that mitzad itzer chometz, you have to take away the bread, that's not called seal kapas. It's true, you took away the bread. There is no bread left. The bread's gone. Crumbs are flushed down the toilet. It's all over. But lamaisa, it's not like the intent was, my meal is over and this is just extras at the end. Siv gimel. Vim koveya lifton sudaso ala peros. Let's say he makes his meal the fruits. Then the fruits are that which comes as part of the meal. Even if I begin the meal eating fruits without any bread, it will not require bracha, not before or after. Others disagree. Therefore, ideally, what you would do is in this situation, have some of the bread with the fruit when you start. And even if you eat the fruit without the bread, they do not need a bracha at all. The Mosah says, even if you don't at the end have bread with it, since that was the main seuda, it's not necessary. The Mechaber begins, if your meal is the fruits, what's the meaning to say? What are you going to eat with the bread? Fruits, that's it. It's a roll and a banana, a roll and an orange, a grapefruit. Then it becomes like the things we mentioned in Sif Aleph, and that becomes Yirka Suda. And the Mechaber says, in such a case, you don't make a bracha on the fruits. Sifka and Tezayim, the Yeshchol. But some disagree. Srila, they hold. Nonetheless, if you begin the meal eating the fruit without bread, it's not secondary to the meal, and it would be necessary to make a bracha rishon. So the Ramah says, if you begin with bread, even if you don't end with bread, since this is the main meal, don't worry about it. You're not going to make a bracha. What's the law meaning to say? Even though we say in Sif Aleph, that you should eat the bread at the beginning and the end. Here, the meal is these fruits. Everyone agrees if you start with bread, you don't have to end with bread. Even if you don't have bread with it anymore, since this is the meal and you began with bread, there's no machlokes. The first sheet holds, you don't even have to start with bread. The Yesh Cholkim says you should start with bread. So notice on the side bring that if a person is eating a banana for his suda, a piece of bread and a banana, so this becomes the Ikka suda, it becomes the chazanish, to not make a bracha of the banana. He says, this is the suda, that's my suda. The suda is the banana with the bread, no bracha of the banana, not a problem. Se'if Dalet, afal pi shlohoya ha'peros lefanov b'shar she'berach lepas, even though the fruits were not there when he said the bracha on the bread, kivin d'lapis ha'sepas heim ba'im, since the fruits are coming to accompany the bread, enim t'unim bracha klal, they do not need a bracha. This is again the first shita of Siv Gimel. Not only weren't they on the table, he didn't have explicit in mind that the hamotzi goes on the fruits. The kivin shekoveh atzmo la'achila, because since this is what he's going to eat for his meal, so we assume that without any specific thought, it's automatically included on what they're going to bring him for the meal. That's covered by hamotzi, and in this case, it happens to be fruits. No bracha at all. Perish meant to say, what you eat with the bread doesn't need a bracha. And what you eat without bread, we described before. Se'if hey. Im achar sheberach al hapas. If after a person made a bracha on bread, sholchelo mibeis acherim, he is sent a roll from a neighbor's house. She'enu samach aleim, he's not relying on them. He never anticipated this gift. It could be things that come that accompany bread. It could be meat, roast beef, hot dog, whatever. He has to make a new bracha on these things, like the person who changed his mind and decided to have this, because he didn't have it in mind initially. Ramah says, I don't see people care for this. For after perhaps, the time of the reason is the stam dasa odno kol mashem mivien lo basuda. People have in mind for whatever comes. Va'ayin lekaman simen reshvav. Look ahead in simen reshvav. So maybe it's automatically included in your bracha. Mishdabur sevkan chav shedarkan lavo v'chulu. Even though it's the kind of food that would be covered by the hamotzi, in this case it's not covered. What's the lomim to say? V'gam oichin imapas. These are foods you eat with bread. Kivin shehu mibeis achem. Since it came from someone else's house. There's no question he did not have in mind that he would eat those things. They're not included in the bracha on bread. Dharma says, could be, we have in mind that whatever comes our way is included. This is when the food item is something relevant to the meal. Like we said before in Sif Aleph. The ilam avilo mine pears, because if the neighbor sends over fruits, lo mahani, that doesn't help. Even if he had a mind for it when he sent hamotzi, that he should be able to eat it without a bracha. Even if his own fruits, he has to make a bracha. Elam kim alapis ben apas, unless it's eaten together with the bread, like we've learned until now. Kitzer dine peru sabam tochasuda. Here the Mishnah Berurah writes a brief collection of halachas of fruits during the meal. Im oichel mapas, if you eat the fruit with bread, peshit shensar klal bracha, it's obvious you don't make a bracha on the fruit. The nasa tough for the pas, it's incidental to the bread. Even if you didn't have it in mind, and said the hamotzi, if you eat the fruit with the bread, you don't make a bracha on the fruit. If you eat fruit without bread, pshita, it's simple. You make a bracha before you eat them. Even cooked fruit, that's not because of the meal. It's just because it tastes good. If he wants to eat some of the fruit with bread and some without, now you get into disagreements. So the proper conduct would be, you should have fruit without bread. Make a bracha. Then the rest of the fruit, we don't care if you eat it with or without bread. Again, this is when your meal is other things that you're eating with the bread. But if your meal is to have fruit with the bread, since you begin the meal having some fruit with the bread, you can end eating the fruit without the bread, and you would not make a bracha on the fruit at that point.